In this incredibly competitive society of ours, how many of us truly feel good about ourselves? It seems such a fleeting thing, feeling good, especially as we need to feel special and above average to feel worthy. Anything less seems like a failure. I remember once, as a freshman in college, after spending hours getting ready for a big party, I complained to my boyfriend that my hair, makeup, and outfit were woefully inadequate. He tried to reassure me by saying, "Don't worry, you look fine." Fine? Oh, great. I always wanted to look fine. The desire to feel special is understandable. The problem is that, by definition, it's impossible for everyone to be above average at the same time. Although there are some ways in which we excel, there is always someone smarter, prettier, more successful. How do we cope with this? Not very well. To see ourselves positively, we tend to inflate our own egos and put others down so that we can feel good in comparison. But this strategy comes at a price. It holds us back from reaching our full potential in life. Distorting mirrors. If I have to feel better than you to feel good about myself, then how clearly am I really going to see you, or myself for that matter? Let's say I had a stressful day at work and am grumpy and irritable with my husband when he gets home later that evening. Purely hypothetical, of course. If I'm highly invested in having a positive self-image and don't want to risk viewing myself in a negative light, I'm going to slant my interpretation of what transpires to make sure that any friction between us is seen as my husband's fault, not my own. Good, you're home. Did you pick up the groceries like I asked? I just walked through the door. How about, nice to see you, dear. How was your day? Well, if you weren't so forgetful, maybe I wouldn't have to always hound you. As a matter of fact, I did pick up the groceries. Oh, well, it's the exception that proves the rule. I wish you weren't so unreliable. Not exactly a recipe for happiness. Why is it so hard to admit when we step out of line, are rude, or act impatient? Because our ego feels so much better when we project our flaws and shortcomings onto someone else. It's your fault, not mine. Just think about all the arguments and fights that grow out of this simple dynamic. Each person blames the other for saying or doing something wrong, justifying their own actions as if their life depended on it, while we both know, in their heart of hearts, that it takes two to tango. How much time do we waste like this? Wouldn't it be so much better if we could just fess up and play fair? But change is easier said than done. It's almost impossible to notice those aspects of ourselves that cause problems relating to others, or that keep us from reaching our full potential, if we can't see ourselves clearly. How can we grow if we can't acknowledge our own weaknesses? We might temporarily feel better about ourselves by ignoring our flaws, or by believing our issues and difficulties are somebody else's fault. But in the long run, we only harm ourselves by getting stuck in endless cycles of stagnation and conflict. Another way. So what's the answer? To stop judging and evaluating ourselves altogether. To stop trying to label ourselves as good or bad and simply accept ourselves with an open heart. To treat ourselves with the same kindness, caring, and compassion we would show to a good friend, or even a stranger, for that matter. Sadly, however, there's almost no one whom we treat as badly as ourselves.